Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, in for John Hockenberry.
I want to congratulate Hillary Clinton on making history as the presumptive Democratic nominee for President of the United States. Look, I know how hard this job can be. That's why I know Hillary will be so good at it. In fact, I don't think there's ever been someone so qualified to hold this office. She's got the courage, the compassion, and the heart to get the job done.
The presidential endorsement. There's Barack Obama endorsing Hillary Clinton in the race for the Democratic nomination. The president will campaign with his former Secretary of State in Green Bay, Wisconsin, next Wednesday. Bernie Sanders, meanwhile, met with the president in private in the Oval Office earlier today. He spoke to reporters after that meeting.
I spoke briefly to Secretary Clinton on Tuesday night, and I congratulated her on her very strong campaign. I look forward to meeting with her in the near future to see how we can work together to defeat Donald Trump and to create a government which represents all of us and not just the 1%.
There's Bernie Sanders at least making it clear that he is on board with the Democrats and he is on board to defeat Donald Trump. But Sanders is not backing down. He says he plans on competing in the upcoming Washington, D.C. primary coming up on Tuesday. Now, Sanders did strike a confident and somewhat defiant tone after his loss to Hillary Clinton in California and New Jersey this past Tuesday. Now, those wins made it irrefutable. Hillary Clinton has a majority of the pledged delegates she needs for the nomination. Later on this hour, we're going to talk about the media and whether pronouncing Hillary Clinton the presumptive nominee before everyone had voted in Democratic primaries was the fair and ethical call. But even as defiant as Sanders sounded there, even some of his strong supporters are ready to concede and get to what Sanders himself has said is the most important thing, keeping Donald Trump out of the White House. Phil Johnston is a former chair of the Massachusetts Democratic Party, and he's feeling a sense of deja vu today. He was in a similar position 8 years ago when then-Senator Barack Obama defeated Hillary Clinton and became the presidential presumptive nominee for the Democrats. He joins me from our partner station, WGBH in Boston. Phil, welcome.
Thank you, Todd. Good to be with you.
Well, things are a little different this time. 8 years ago, the insurgent defeated the establishment candidate. This time around, the establishment candidate beat back the insurgent and all his young and excited voters.
Yes, and it is deja vu. I was with Obama. I think I was the first chair in the country to endorse Obama. And, you know, I got to know him a little because of DeVal Patrick's gubernatorial campaign here. And Obama was a big, you know, supporter of DeVal's. And I was blown away by his presence and his charisma and his policy agenda as well. And I think this time Bernie ignited the passions of a lot of progressive Democrats. And, I mean, at the end of the day, he got about 45% of the Democratic vote. And I think he should be very proud of that. And I think everybody who supported him should feel proud of it.
So how do you envision this conversation between Bernie Sanders and the president? Let's get practical and transactional.
I think people should remember, despite the headline The Times this morning, as it calls him a renegade. I mean, he's not a renegade. He's been in politics for 25 years, been in the Congress for 25 years. And he's an experienced practitioner of the political process. He's a realist. He understands that that we're not going to win the nomination, but he also understands that he has, in fact, received 45% or so of the Democratic vote, and he has millions of supporters around the country, and he doesn't want to let them down. And so he's going to go to Philadelphia and fight around platform issues, and we all know what those issues are about economic inequity and affordable public higher education and campaign finance reform, et cetera, et cetera. And I might add that I think there's going to be a fight on rules around superdelegates and be a strong effort to eliminate that practice. It hasn't been a good process for a long time, and I think that he'll be fighting that battle. I'm on the rules committee myself, and so I'll be playing a role in that also that I'm looking forward to.
This conversation today may be in the Oval Office, ongoing conversations with Hillary Clinton. What do you think he asks for? He wants her to say, okay, I'll push for the $15 minimum wage, not 12, or does it look like something more important but maybe smaller bore? You know, I'll seek your advice, Bernie, on my decisions on who to nominate for Treasury Secretary and SEC Chairman to police Wall Street when I'm president. Does it look like that? What are the policies, do you think?
Well, you take the $15 an hour issue, for instance. I think that most Democrats support Bernie on that issue. So I think Hillary would be well advised to support it. If she and her people decide not to support it, then there'll be a fight on the floor, and I think we'll win it. So while a lot of people said that Bernie Sanders was some kind of wild-eyed radical during the campaign, the fact is that these are pretty much an extension of Franklin Roosevelt's New Deal and John F. Kennedy's New Frontier. There's nothing radical about these issues. And they're very mainstream, and I think that most Democrats at that convention would be hard-pressed to vote against them.
So this is about fighting it out on the convention floor if they disagree, not about a promise from maybe perhaps future President Hillary Clinton about what she'll back, because the Democratic Party can back a $15 minimum wage at the convention. A President Clinton, if there ever is one, can just say, yeah, I'm still in favor of 12.
Well, she's going to have to make a decision about that, and I'm just making the point that I think that the Democratic Party support, most members of the Democratic Party support Bernie Sanders' positions on a lot of these issues that he's talked about, and that's the reason that he ignited such support around the country. The Clintons have a long, deep history with Democrats who have been in the process for a long time, and I think that explains to a large extent why she won. Although, look, she's a tough-minded, strong candidate, and I give her huge credit for what she's accomplished here, and I think she's going to be a very strong candidate going into the fall election, and I, for one, intend to work hard for her. We cannot have Donald Trump anywhere near the White House, as Hillary says. And I think we're going to see Bernie out there too. And we're going to see Barack Obama out there. I think Elizabeth Warren will join the campaign very soon also. And I think we're going to have a united party.
Phil Johnston, before I let you go, we got to talk about the Massachusetts question here. You're former chair of the Massachusetts Democratic Party, and there's a big Massachusetts issue. A lot of people are starting buzz, including Harry Reid, that they want Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren on the ticket with Hillary Clinton. What is that going to mean for your state? And by the way, you guys have a Republican governor. That could be putting a Senate seat at risk.
I think that if Elizabeth were to be selected and she would agree to go on the ticket, and by the way, I think it would be a great ticket personally, I think that we'd be okay in terms of holding that seat.
Not worried about a repeat of the Scott Brown experience in Massachusetts.
Well, one always worries about having been burned once. We don't want to be burned twice.
Conversations, concessions, negotiations between Senator Bernie Sanders, the president today at the White House, Hillary Clinton, and Democrats all over the country, including in Massachusetts, where maybe they'll be asked to sacrifice a senator for the Democratic ticket. Phil Johnston, former chair of the Massachusetts Democratic Party. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Todd.